Okay, so here we have, this is the start of the hazel coppice. So you can see basically there's stalks of hazel that have all come out of the ground. There's about sort of 20 or 30 sometimes. It's quite a good one example there. I mean, that one's really old. It's huge, and you can see how many sort of poles are sprouting out of it really. So the idea is to cut it, and then you know, in sort of 5 to 7 years time, you should get some decent straight poles, probably about the size of your thumb, I guess, so something like that.
Do you know how old this one is?
I don't know how old this one, but you're probably talking ones like this, it's going to be at least 20 years old.
Yeah.
And to be honest, the copper stalk itself is probably older than that, because it's, you can see it's like quite big really, so it's been, So you can also see we've got a dormouse box on it here.
Yeah.
So that's our problem today, that we just need to be aware of that really. We can still coppice it, that's fine. So this is quite a good example. There's a lot of this dead or dying wood in the middle, it's quite big. Really, a lot of that would need to be cleared out, ideally, and that can just be used for firewood, it's no good for anything else. You can see there's quite a few young shoots coming up, which is good. And then we've got ones like this. I mean, that, for what we want, that would be perfect. It's nice and bendy. Yeah, it's not totally straight, but because we're going to be weaving it, that's fine. If we were going to make something like hurdles or something, that would probably still be okay, but it wouldn't be perfect, you know. It's going to be really straight for that. So if I was starting to coppice this tree, you can see here, it's been coppiced before. Angled cuts away from the stall, nice clean cut. And then that's sprouted out of that, and that's grown on. And that's like a waist height almost pollard, really, because proper coppicing you need down, you know, 3 or 4 inches off the ground, really. So yeah, I would take that pole out. You know, you can do that without getting anywhere near the stall, anywhere near the dormouse box. Not that the dormouse would be in the box at this time of year, but yeah, we don't want to knock it off or anything like that. Really, I would just have a look for anything more. So you've got a nice pole there, you can cut that off. And this is kind of, this whole stump's a bit dead and dying, so I'd probably, to be honest, cut that back. Yeah, give it another fresh start, get some fresh buds coming out.
Are we going to coppice all of them at the base? How are we going to choose which ones to pollard?
We'll start off doing, we'll do it in like the order we wrote them down. So we'll start off just doing proper coppicing.
Okay.
The first ones we're going to cut off nice and low. Yeah. These sort of heights is great. These are probably being cut realistically because of this is a path. So they're probably not actually being cut to coppice, but they've still done it in the correct way. So we just want to tidy it up a bit. Get some of this dead wood out if we can, you know. If not, we can come back with chainsaws and do that in the winter. Because obviously you can do coppicing now until the end of the month, and then, you know, the birds will start nesting, the dormice will start waking up, and then you really just gotta ideally just leave it, you know, till sort of October really. So we can work on a stall each. You can look at this stall, I mean, this stall is pretty much all dead and dying.
Yeah.
If you're lucky, you might get one short pole out of it, but it still needs coppicing. I would say this one probably just needs completely taken down and
right,
starting again, to be honest. Because there's possibility of dormice being sitting in the stall, when we're coppicing today, I think if we can keep it just above the height of the stall by about 3 or 4 inches, yeah?
Yeah.
Because that's the sort of, possibly in there, you know, more likely going to be under there, but if we keep it nice and high, that's fine, yeah? This one here, this has got loads of young shoots coming off of it. You know, this is what we like. They're quite close together here, so that's good. You want them close together to shoot up. So these ones, some of them will probably, that one will be okay for weaving. But some of them you might want to leave to grow on for another year. And occasionally you might find one, not really a good example, but if there's one with a nice, this is rotten, so this is no good, but if you find a nice large, almost, you know, grown tree in the middle,
yeah,
you might have to leave that one and then cut around it. So you've got shoots coming up around it, yeah. But the key thing here is the canopy. So when we're cutting this top stall, which ones do you think we're going to be leaving in and which ones do you think we're going to be leaving out?
The ones that are touching the other trees. Maybe we should, are we looking to leave them in?
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, so anything that's coming up to this tree, so that tree goes on down into there, and anything that's touching into the hedge, because you know, that's another route for the dormouse to come along. Okay. So that's the key thing you need to look up today, as well as down. You look around, you think, you know, we've got the leaves on there. To be honest, this one here isn't so much of a, I'd just take all of this one out, because you've still got, realistically, there's not really any dormice in there, probably. You've still got that one there, they can get up around there, so I'd just take all of that one out, and there's still a route round, yeah? Halfway through one side, and then about an inch or two down, halfway through the other side. Should split. Sorry, I'll do that again. Take two. Okay, so I try it again. Yeah. So this just needs to be a bit closer, really. Do one side. Do the other. It just comes off.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you can just finish off the stump afterwards like that. Yeah. If it's quite small, whatever, even up to bigger than this, you can just cut it. Let's try and find one. You can just cut it normally, really, so as long as it's clean, just hold on to it. Yeah, you can do it like that, that's fine. That's a nice pole, actually, so we'll...
That's a really nice
we'll
pole.
We'll keep that one. Mind your head. The best thing if we work a bit away from each other, and then you can lie it down on the track. You can use the saw to do this, and you can use the billet. So then you've got your pole. So
no problem.
So then, like I said, and then where you're cutting needs to be a little bit behind you, ideally. You can just, yeah, it's called snedding. Yeah, from the Vikings.
Snedding.
Yeah, they used to, as a torture, they used to hang people in trees and they'd take their limbs off one by one, hence taking the limbs off the tree.
Yeah? Oh no.